Today's daf is daf pei. We're going to just review the Mishnah briefly. The Mishnah on Ayin Tenu Mebet said, Vlad Toda Utmurata, and Yifrish Toda Vavda, Yifrish Acheret Tachtea. We had three cases. The offspring of a Toda, an animal was separated for Korban Toda, and then the offspring was born before it was sacrificed. And the Tmura, which we discussed, you take a different animal in its place. And if you're Mafrisha Toda, it got lost, and then you take another in its place. None of those need lechem. Okay? You don't bring bread with the extra offering. All those are cases where the animal is sanctified and has to be sacrificed, but when you sacrifice it, it doesn't come with the bread. And then we saw yesterday that if you have two, you have one, you lost it, another one you took in its place, then you found the original one, you can choose whichever one you want. That one gets brought with bread, and the other one doesn't. Then, now we're going to have Shalach. We're at the third line from the bottom of Ayin Tenu Mebet. Shalach Rav Chanina Mishmed Rabbi Yochanan. Chanina says the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Shanu Ela La'achar Kapara, Aval Lefnei Kapara Tu'unim Lechem. This is only if you did it before atonement was achieved. But if you sacrifice these animals before Kapara, before you sacrifice the other one, then it needs kapara. So now they're going to say, what case are you talking about? This doesn't really make any sense. Okay, now what did we say? None of these things need bread. Now all of a sudden he says, well, that's only if you already sacrificed the other animal. But if you didn't sacrifice the other animal, then they do come with bread. So Havi Barav Amram Mahaya. Rav Amram says, on what case are you referring to? Ilema achalife todat chova. If you're talking about something you used in place of a todat chova, now this is a term we haven't yet come across. What is a todat chova? So there's two interpretations given. The seemingly more basic one, and the one that doesn't really get knocked off by the Shita Mekubet said, okay, Rashi brings two interpretations. Shita Mekubet says that one of them I don't really accept. One is to say there's a difference whether, this goes back way back when we talked about different types of korbanot a long, long time ago, probably in Nidarim we discussed this. There's hare alai korban, right? You could say hare alai toda, or hare zo toda, okay? What's the difference? Hare alai we would call chova for these intensive purposes, and hare zo we would call nidava. Why? What's the difference? Hare alai means I'm accepting upon myself to bring a korban toda. That means I have what we call achrayut. I have responsibility. If that animal gets lost, I have to replace it with a different animal. That means I now have a chova of bringing a korban toda. Hare zotoda is saying this animal I am designating for a korban toda. That means if the animal gets lost, I'm not responsible to bring another in its place. So that would then be called a nidava. That's one interpretation. The second interpretation is the one that Shita Mekubet isn't so happy with. And he says that what we were talking about, okay, and this gets to halachot of a korban toda. When do we bring a korban toda? There's four cases. Someone who went over the sea. It's very similar to Bnei Israel and Mitzrayim, three of them anyway. Someone who crossed the sea, who crossed the desert, who got out of prison and was healed from being sick. So those are the four cases. So he says a chova will be one of those four cases. A nidava is when something good happens and you say, I want to bring a korban nidava. Right? You see this all the time, by the way, with Birkat HaGomel. Can you say Birkat HaGomel if it's not one of those four things? Right? We have two things, by the way, that are reflective of the korban toda in our lives. One is Birkat HaGomel, which we try to say in the same instances that the korban toda was relevant. And the second thing we say every day, Mizmor L'toda, they say is Kineged, the korban toda. Today we'll get to, hopefully at the end of Shir, we'll get to some interesting ramification of that that's relevant to the sugya.
Before
Yordei Hayam, Ovrei Midbar, Beit Asurim, and Sikh. Okay, so now he says, the Shita Mekubet doesn't really like that because he says, really, none of those are really Chovami Deoraita. It doesn't ever say in the Torah those four things. And he basically tries to say maybe those aren't even really chova, and that you're only mitchayev once you say, I'm going to bring a korban toda based on that one of those things happened to you. But let's stick with this interpretation. It's harei alai or harei zo, achrei yoduna. So Rav Aram says, if you're talking about a chalife todat chova, I lifnei kapara, tanina, and that's what would be the case lifnei kapara, it's exactly what our Mishnah said. You have two. You separated one. One got lost. You took one in its place. And then you find the original one. You could choose whichever one you want. That one has to come with bread, and the other one doesn't. So that already is our answer. In other words, what did Rav Chanina say in the name of Rabbi Yochanan? It's only lachar kapara, but lifnei kapara we need bread. Well, we already said that in our Mishnah. If you bring that one first, or in the Braita, it actually said it more explicitly. The Braita said, you could choose any one you want, and if that's the first one you bring it with bread. So Rabbi Yochanan didn't need to tell us that. It says it explicitly. Ilachar kapara, and if it's after kapara, tanina. Well, if it's after kapara, we already learned that it doesn't need bread. So, of course, it's not that, because right, we already know. In other words, again, what does he say? La'achar kapara, it also. In other words, he's telling us before kapara, you would need bread. After kapara, you wouldn't need bread. We learned all that explicitly. Ela, achalifei torah toda nidava. Now, remember, the case in our Mishnah where you were mafrish acher tachteh could only be in a case of chovah. Because in a case of nidava, if you said harezo, you wouldn't take another in its place. What would that be? Let's say you did take another in its place. That would be a new korban toda. Okay? And if you find the original, then of course you bring the original with bread. And the new one you bring with bread. Because you basically created a new korban toda. Only in a chovah, where you said harei alai, does one come in place of the other. When you don't need to replace it, then if you do replace it, that's a whole new korban. So if it's chalifei todat nedava, bein lifnei kapara, bein lachar kapara tunot lechem, because marbe betodotu. You basically created multiple korbanei todah here. Your first one, once you found that you'd have to bring it at that point, and your second one, you'd also have to bring because you created a new chalut korban todah. So both of them would need bread, in which case it's also, divrei Rabbi Yochanan are not relevant to that. Because he said only, lachar, lifnei kapara, you would need bread. Ela avlad todah nedava. Let's say, maybe, avlad todah nedava, the offspring of a todah that was a voluntary todah, bein lifnei kapara, bein lachar kapara, ein tu'unim lechem. If you want to say that, though, that also doesn't work, because avlad, we said, no matter what, never needs bread. Right? The only case where we said maybe something needs bread is when you did the chalipin, right? You replaced it. You had said a lie, you lost one, you found it, you took another one, then you found it. That's when we'd start. But avlad, we said no matter what, doesn't need. Why? We call that motar de todahi. Okay, that's what we call a motar. It's left over from the toda. Okay, it's something left over because it's the offspring. The offspring would be happy to be called leftover, but okay, but it's a motar. It's an extra, you could say. Maybe not leftover. Motar is also extra. Ela avlad todah chova lifnei kapara ta'un lechem la'achar kapara ein ta'un lechem. Maybe what Rabbi Yochanan is coming to teach you is that the vlad, if you have a vlad of a todat chova, you said hare alai, I have to bring a todah, and then you have an offspring from that vlad todah, from that todat chova, if you were to bring that first, you would bring it with bread. Okay? If you would bring the mother first, then you wouldn't bring the offspring with bread. My kamashmala, what's this coming to teach you? It's coming to teach you the kasava Rabbi Yochanan, Adam mitkaper bishvach hektish. Okay, he says you can actually bring, he holds that you can bring the vlad, the shevach of hektish, right? What a vlad is shevach, it means it's, what's the word? Well, no, in this case it means, like when you make profit, profits, the profits, okay? You can bring the profits of hekdesh as hekdesh. So in theory,
there's no halacha saying you can't eat a mother and her offspring.
Right, that's different. That's different. This, you're just bringing the animal, right? The offspring. You're bringing the offspring. Why is it wrong?
I don't know. Doesn't sound right.
Doesn't sound right.
Doesn't sit well.
Right. Okay. So he thinks that if you that basically you would be yotze your chiyuv toda by bringing the offspring. Okay? That's what Rabbi Yochanan holds. You could actually do such a thing. In which case, what he's saying is, if, as long as you do it lifnei kapara, so his line, now we have to go back and reread his line. Lo shanu ela lachar kapara, aval lifnei kapara tu'unim lechem. So when the Mishnah said, vlad toda, eina tu'una lechem, that's only if you were to bring it after you already brought its mother. But if you brought the offspring first, you would bring it with lechem. Okay? Because he holds that shvach, right? How do we say it? Adam mitkaper b'shvach hekdesh. Okay? So that I assume he means it applies across the board. You separate an animal, as kekdesh, the animal as an offspring, that offspring can be brought in place of the animal, because basically you were makdish both of them, so it should be no different, really. Okay. Have banami Abaye ki agavna. Abaye asked the same question about the Rabbi Yochanan and came to the same conclusion. Okay. Itmar nami, it was also said, and here we're going to see the same thing, okay, and it'll be a good chazara on everything we just did. Am Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, am Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, again, this was said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan by somebody else. Chilufei todat nidava, bein lifnei kapara, bein lachar kapara, tuuna lechem, marbe betodotu. Right, if you take a replacement for a harezo todah, todah you didn't really need to bring, and you said, I'm bringing this in its place because it got lost, when you really didn't need to, you basically created a whole new todah sacrifice, in which case, if you find the original one, all of them are brought with bread. Vlad todat nidava, but the vlad of a todat nidava, right, the offspring, bein lifnei kapara, bein lachar kapara, ein tuuna lechem. Okay, you wouldn't need bread. Wait, this should be... right. Only if it's the vlad of a nidava, then it wouldn't need bread. Okay, because remember, we said on the end, it was only, right, I didn't stress this point. It's only in the vlad of a chova that this would happen. Okay, motar, because again, there's, when you said hare zo, here it's interesting actually, because when you said hare zo, you meant the behema itself. When you say hare alai, and then you designate the animal, it includes the vlad. But if you say hare zo, it doesn't include the vlad. Okay, that's an interesting distinction. So the vlad of a todah nedava, bein lifnei kapara, bein lachar kapara, will never need bread. Motar de todahu, because we call that what's, you know, a kind of leftover or extra of the todah. A vlad todah chova, lifnei kapara tuna lechem lachar kapara ein tunim lechem. Okay, and that's our case that we finally concluded was what he meant, which is if you have the vlad of a chova, an obligatory one, then that can replace the original one if you did it first, and then it would need bread. Amar Shmuel, kol shebechatat meita, Bitoda ein tuuna lechem. Okay, I don't know if you remember this, but we've talked before about there's all these cases where a korban chatat, we say, if let's say you separated a chatat, it got lost, and they brought a different chatat in its place, and then, so that's called nitkapru ba'aleha. Okay, they already received atonement. Then you find the original one, there's nothing you could do with that animal, it goes out to die. Okay, as opposed to other animals that we saw, can be left out to graze until they have a mum, and once they have a mum, they have a blemish, then you can redeem it. But a chatat, there's all these chumrot about a chatat, that there's all sorts of situations, we're going to see a bunch of them today, where a chatat is meta. So he says, in the cases where the chatat is left to die, if you have a parallel case in the todah, ein tiuna lechem. So that same animal that would die if it was a chatat, in the todah case would be sacrificed, but you wouldn't bring it with bread. Okay? We're going to have to see what exactly is he talking about. Kol shebechatat ro'eh, in a case where the chatat is left to graze until it has a mum and then gets redeemed, in that case, if you have the parallel case in a todah, betodah tu'una lechem. Okay, he's basically saying there's levels here. So if we're going to take the chatat model, if a chatat is left to graze, then in the todah, it will be sacrificed with bread. If in the chatat, it will be left to die, in the todah, it will be brought, but not with bread. Okay, so now we're going to have to understand what's going on here. So Matif Rav Amram, Rav Amram comes and says, wait a minute, I don't understand what you're saying. There's obviously a problem here. Ma'u omer ha-todah yakriv. Now, if you remember, we learned this yesterday. This is the Braita. When it says in the Pasuk ha-todah yakriv, minayin lemafrish todah tova avda, v'yifrish acheret tachteha, v'nimtzeit ha-rishona, v'areshteyem omdot, minayin she'ezo mehen she'yirtzei yakriv, v'lachma ima. Talmud lomar ha-todah yakriv. Right? What does that teach you? You could choose whichever one you want and sacrifice it with the bread. Yachol te'shniya tuna lechem. You might have thought the second one needs bread. Talmud lomar yakrivenu echav lo shnayim. Only one needs bread. Ve'ilu gabe chatat ki agavna. Now, what would it have to be according to this? You bring the second one with bread. So, according to Shmuel, what would the case be? It would be a case where it's left to graze, right? The shniyah doesn't need bread, so it must be in the chatat it's left to die. Because what did he say? If in the chatat it's meta, then in the todah, it's b'li lechem. And now we have our case where the second one that you don't write, you brought one in its place. The second one, what do we say? The second one, you don't bring it with bread. So therefore, in the chatat case, we'd have to say the second one dies. And in fact, we see that there's a machloket about this. So, ilu gabe chatat ki agavna ro'eh. And basically what Rav Amram is saying is, according to Chachamim, which we're going to see, according to Chachamim, that animal is not left to meita, that animal is left to be ro'eh. And according to Shmuel, what did he say? If it's left to be ro'eh, then it would need bread when you sacrifice the chatat, the todah. So we're going to see there's a problem. Ditznan. Here's our Mishnah. You know the Mishnah about this with the chatat. Hifrish chatatova avda, vifrish acheret tachteha, v'nimtzei tarishona. Here you have it, right? The exact same case by the chatat. V'haresh dehen omdot, and both of them are now before you. Mitkaper be'echat mehen. Okay, you can choose whichever one you want, just like us. Ushnia tamut divrei Rebbe. According to Rebbe, that chatat is left to die. Now remember, that's different from nitkapru ba'aleh, right? Because that's before even nitkaper, right? You would leave it out to die. Or I guess maybe it is nitkapru ba'aleh, because mitkaper be'echat. Yeah, no, it would be a case of nitkapru ba'aleh. The chachamim amrim ein chatat meita. Right, it's not exactly nitkapru ba'aleh, because this is a case where it was found before the Ba'alim received atonement. And then you have two in front of you. You choose one, and one goes to die according to Rebbe.
You receive atonement only after the Shechita and when the blood is thrown.
Yeah.
So it has to be. If you still have the two of them in front of you, nobody's received
atonement. Exactly. So that's right. So no one's received atonement. You get to choose one. But you might say, well, then once the one gets atonement, comes Rebbe and says, well, now, at this stage, once you've done the slaughtering of the first one and the sprinkling of the blood, the second one now is nitchapru ba'aleha, right? Now it has to go out to die. But come chachamim and they distinguish. They say no. Ein chatat meita ela shenimtzeit la'achar shenitchapru ba'alim, right? It has to be that you found the animal after everything was done. Okay, so you sacrifice the second animal and you sprinkle the blood and then you find the first animal. That's a case where we say beta. But what do you infer from here, according to Chachamim? Hakodem shenitchapru ba'alim, which is the case of our Mishnah with the Toda, ro'eh. And if it's ro'eh, then, right, what would we say? The Toda should be brought with the lechem. So how could Shmuel say this? So what do we very easily answer? Shmuel k'Rebbe sfirale, right? Shmuel holds like Rebbe. You said in that case it dies. Okay? Damar avuda b'shat hafrasha meta. Right? If it's lost at the time you designate the second animal, then it goes out to die. Okay? I saw an interesting interpretation here, which was that, what does it show? Normally we say, when do you receive atonement?
After the
sprinkling of the blood. This shows that according to Rebbe, just designating an animal already for sacrifice is the beginning of the atonement process. And that you've already received some type of atonement, and that's why the other animal already has to be left to die. Which is an interesting view of korbanot. That already starting the process is something. Okay? If you view it, what's nice about it is if you use the atonement as a process, right? I think we struggle often with thinking, okay, I sprinkled blood, that does the whole thing. And what this is first of all, it's interesting because it's also the person himself has more to do with the separating of the animal. Because he doesn't have anything to do with the sprinkling of the blood. It's only the Kohen. So, unless, of course, Kohen's doing his own, which we saw. But it's actually nice because it's showing, according to Rebbe, that there's some act of atonement in just designating the animal. So now, we're stuck with, according to this. So now we say, okay, Shmuel holds like Rebbe. That's fine. But then, Ela roe le Rebbe hechem ishkachala. So according to this, though, Rebbe, okay, not only Rebbe, but also now Shmuel said, if the chatat is meita, then you don't bring bread, right, in the parallel case. And if the chatat is ro'eh, then you do bring bread. But now the question is, according to Rebbe, if this chatat is meita, what chatat does he have that isn't meita? We need to find a case, because Shmuel said there's a case where it's ro'eh. So what would be the case of ro'eh? So what are the answer? Kid Rabbi Yoshaya, De'amar Rabbi Yoshaya. Okay, he gave a case of ro'eh. Hifrish shtei chataot l'achrayut, If you designated two chataot l'achrayut, okay, this isn't one got lost, this is you separated two from the beginning, and you said, in the event that I lose the first one, I have this second one as backup. Mitkaper be'ezo mehen sheyirtze, you can choose anyone. Vashnia tir'eh. There, you can put the animal to be roeh. Because in that case, it wasn't actually designated 100% as a chatat and rejected. Right? Once it's designated as a chatat and rejected, then we have to leave it to meta. Okay, so now, so this would be a good example. The problem is, apply this to Shmuel now. What's going to be the problem? What's the parallel case in Toda? According to this, you'd have to bring lechem with both, because if it's roeh, then you'd have to bring bread. If you separate two, one for achrayud, right, what would you do? The second one you bring as a korban, but not as a korban toda with bread, because you really only meant to bring one korban toda, and therefore you certainly wouldn't need bread. So therefore, that doesn't make any sense. So now we're stuck with, where does Shmuel have a case where the chatat would be roeh and his klal would apply? In other words, what we obviously have to say is he doesn't agree with Rabbi Yeshaya. He thinks in that case the chatat would be meita also, because if his comparison holds true, it would have to hold true there also. So now, what's he going to say? Ela Shmuel ka Rabbi Shimon svirale, damar la chamesh chatot meitot. Okay, he holds like Rabbi Shimon, who says there's five cases where the chatat is meita, and that includes so far all the cases we've seen. So now they're going to say the haroel of Rabbi Shimon late leklal. Well, then we end up with there's no case of roeh according to Rabbi Shimon, which means that according to Shmuel, there's no case of roeh. So go back to Shmuel. Let's just read again where Shmuel came up. He said, I have to find it. He said, "Kol shebechatat meita b'toda ein tuna lechem. Kol shebechatat roeh b'toda tuna lechem." So, what was he talking about that last line? If he doesn't think that, now it's a really strange statement, because according to this, we've proven that Shmuel actually doesn't have any chatat that's roeh because he holds the Rabbi Shimon. So, if that's the case, Shmuel nami chada kamar. Shmuel really only meant one thing: Kol shebechatat meita b'toda ein tuna lechem. Really, he didn't say the second line. Maybe somebody added it. Okay, maybe they thought if he said, Kol shebechatat meita, the, you know, toda would need lechem, they assumed that what he meant was, well, if it's roeh, though, it would need lechem. But they didn't realize, they didn't think it through and realize that Shmuel didn't hold by roeh at all in a chatat. So now, we're going to say, if that's his statement, my kamashmal, what did he want to tell us? He wanted to tell us, la'afuke midu Rabbi Yochanan, he disagrees with the halacha of Rabbi Yochanan. Now we know why we started this, because the last thing we had before Shmuel was, Rabbi Yochanan holds that, amar adam mitkadesh b'shvach hektesh, right? That you can be adam mitkaper b'shvach hektesh. A person can atone with a vlad of hektesh, and he's trying to tell you, no, you can't, because a vlad of a chata, now you have to know one of the five chataot shemeta, is a vlad of a chatat, that if you designate this animal, the vlad of the chatat is meita, you can't sacrifice it. And here he would say, and therefore, if you took the vlad as a toda and offered it even before the mother died, even before you sacrificed the mother as the toda, it wouldn't need bread. Because that's a case in the parallel by the chatat, it would be meita. So therefore, and once you sacrifice the mother, the vlad is meita. So therefore, we're going to say his whole thing was to tell you he disagrees that adam is not mitkaper b'shvach hektesh. Okay, kamash malan dilo. He wanted to teach you I disagree with that, and that's why he made his statement. Okay, Amar Rabbi Abba zo toda v'zo lachma. Okay, if you say this is for my toda and this is for my lechem. Okay, now we're going back to hare zo toda, our case of a nidava. This will be a toda, this animal, and this bread will be for my, you know, or this dough or this solet. I don't know exactly what part you're designating, but this will be for my lechem. Avad halechem, maybe lechem acher. Okay, if you lose the bread, you replace it with some other bread. Avda toda, ein mevi toda acheret. Okay, now we're learning that hare zo toda, right, which we already know, doesn't mean you have to bring a new animal, but if you sow hare zo lechem, you would have to bring new bread in its place. Why is that? It's pretty simple. My taima, lechem liglal toda. Liglal is more like the word biglal. Lechem comes on account of the toda offering. Ve'ein toda liglal lechem. So if you have your lechem, but you lost your animal, you don't have to replace the animal and you just forget about the bread. But if you have the
animal.
If you have the animal and you lose the bread, since the bread comes on account of the animal, you still have to replace the bread, even though you said hareza. Va'amarava, hifrish ma'ot l'todato. Here's another situation. You separate money for a toda, okay? But you buy your animal and you're left over with money. Now, you already designated that money for the toda. So what do you do with the nitotru that was left over? Maybe behen lechem. So since lechem, we're going to see this inside in a minute, lechem is also called a toda. So when you designated money for the toda includes the animal and the bread. Maybe behem lechem lelachmei toda. Vinitotru, what if you still have leftover money? Ein maybe behen toda. Okay, at that point, you don't bring, you don't bring it for, you don't use that money for another korban toda, I think is what they mean, right? You don't bring another korban toda with whatever's left. My time, huh? What's the reason? Ilem amishum de Rav Kahana, if you want to say it's because of what Rav Kahana said, da'am Rav Kahana, minayin lachmei toda shenikru'u toda. How do you know that lachmei toda are called toda? Shenemar v'ikriv al zevach ha-toda chalot matzot. So here you know that the lachmei toda are also called toda. But ihachi ifchanami. But then, if you're left, in other words, here the point is that if you then designate it for the bread and you're left with money, you don't buy a korban toda with the money that's left from the bread. So why? If you're going to say, hikriv al zevach ha-toda chalot matzot, that means that the chalot matzot are called toda, then it should work in both directions. If you separate for the bread, then you should also be able to use it for the animal. So what did they answer? No, because this is classic laws of sets or in mathematics. Lechem ikre toda, toda lo ikre lechem. Bread can be called toda, but a toda can't be called bread. Okay, an animal sacrifice can't be called the bread of the lechem toda. But you can call, right, in the set of toda, it includes the bread. In the set of lechem toda, it doesn't include the meat. And therefore, money that was set aside for lachmei toda and nitotru, you can't bring a korban toda with that money. Ba'amar Rava, hifrish toda tova avda. Okay, we're getting back to that case. You separate a toda and it gets lost. V'chazar v'hifrish acheret tachtea, and you separate a different one in its place. Here the case is going to develop. V'avda, and then the second one gets lost. V'chazar v'hifrish acheret tachtea, and now you have a third. Okay, so you separated B instead of A and C instead of B. Okay, so now v'nimtzu'u arishonot, and then you find all three of them. Basically, the rishonot means A and B, and you now have all three in front of you. Haresh loshtan omdot. Okay, they're all in front of you. Nitzkaper barishona. Okay, so now you got kapara from the first. So what happens? What do you do with the second one? We know already. It gets sacrificed without bread. Shnia ena tuna lechem. But shlishit tuna lechem. Why is the shlishit tuna lechem? Because the shlishit came on account of the second. But it didn't come on account of the first. So when you did your first, you were yotze the second one. But the second one, when you didn't have your second one and you asked for a third one, you created almost a new toda offering, right?
A new first.
It's not viewed like the transitive property in mathematics, that C was really in place of A. It's that C was in place of B, and B never got sacrificed. If B got sacrificed, then you wouldn't have to bring bread for C. C would come without bread. Since B never got sacrificed with bread, so then C gets sacrificed with bread also, okay? So that's the first case, okay? So shnia ein tuna lechem, but shishi tuna lechem. That's if you were mitzkaper barishona. If you chose the third one, you can now figure out where this is going to go, right? Mitzkaper b'shlishi. So shnia ein tuna lechem, because it was either C or B, but rishona, which wasn't connected to the third one, tuna lechem. Okay, but the first one never had a connection to the third one, even though it really did by transitive property, but they don't view it that way, okay? So therefore, what about the emtsa'it? If you took the emtsa'it, well, since the emtsa'it was connected to the first one, and the emtsa'it was connected to the second one, so shtein ein tuna lechem. So neither A nor C would need bread at that point. Abaye amar, afilu nitchaper ba'achat mehen, shtein ein tuna lechem. Kulu chalip and dadadininu. He views it like the transitive property. What do you mean? These are all connected. One comes in place of the other, and therefore they you wouldn't bring for any of them. Amar Rabbi Zeira, bechem le'inyan chataot. The same would also apply for chataot. What's that? Hifrish chatato v'avda, v'hifrish acheret tachtea v'avda, v'hifrish acheret tachtea. Okay, so you have all three. V'nimtzua rishonot, v'arei shloshtan omdot, nitkaper barishona, shnia tamut. Okay, so that's the classic case of nitkapru ba'alea, right? So you were nitkaper barishona, the second one goes to die. Shlishit tir'eh. But the third one is left out to graze, because the third one wasn't ruined by the first one, basically, right? Because they're not connected. Nitkaper bashlishit, again, you can see where this is going, shnia tamut v'rishona tir'eh. Nitkaper ba'emtza'it, shtehen yamutu. Okay, but if you use the middle one, since both are connected, yamutu, and here comes Abaye again, Abaye omer, amar, afilu nitkaper ba'achat mehen, shtehen yamutu. Kulum chalipen da'adadinin. Okay, so now they say the same exact laws apply for chatat, the same machloket, basically. Okay, do we view A and C as connected to each other, or do we say, no, they're not connected? My bechen, why do you have to say bechen lechatat? Okay, why would you? What's the connection here? Why are they making this connection? Why wouldn't it be obvious that we'd apply the same logic to any kind of situation where we'd have things getting lost? So ma'u detema hatamhu de'ikalamemar marbe betodotu. So maybe the logic would only apply in a korban toda, because in the case where you had, let's say, you sacrificed A and then you had C, you could say that when you were mafrish your third one, maybe you were just marbe betodot, like we saw earlier in the daf, that there's this concept of you created a new chalut of a korban toda, which you can do. Why can you do that in toda and you can't do it in chatat? Because toda is voluntary. You can always just bring another toda. Where it comes to chatat, there's no such thing. Aval hacha, but in a chatat, delit kalameimar marbe b'chataotu, there's no such thing. Either you're chayav chatat or you're not chayav chatat, eimalo. So maybe there, Rabbi Zera would have said, in the chatat case, for sure they're all connected because they're all coming from one base chiyuv. Kamash malan, that he doesn't view it that way. Still, even though they all come from one base chatat, and you can't say it's marbe b'chataot, still Rabbi Zera views this as A is not connected to C. Okay? Tanei Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia brings a braita. Toda shenit arva b'tmurata umeita achat mehen, chaverta ein la takana. If you have a korban toda, and it's tmura, and then you don't know which is which. So now you have, okay, you have a korban toda, you have a tmura, and now one dies and you don't know who's left. So what do you do with the one that's left? Because what did we learn in our Mishnah? Okay, we haven't really talked too much about tmura since yesterday. Tmura is, again, you replace it. You say, instead of this animal, I want to bring a different animal for my korban toda. You can't do that, although you can, right? You can and you can't. Meaning, the Kedusha goes on to the second animal, but it's not removed from the first animal. Your first one is still your toda. Your second one, you're supposed to bring without bread. Now, you're left with a problem. You don't know which one is alive. If it's your tmura, you can't bring it with bread. If it's your toda, you have to bring it with bread. So, ein la takana. Okay? There's no resolution of what to do here. So, if there's no resolution, right? So, they say, hechi navid. Why is there no takana? Nakriv lechem behada. If you want to say, let's do it with the bread, toma tmura hi, maybe it's tmura. And then it doesn't. You can't bring it with bread. Lo nakriv lechem behada. If you don't bring bread with it, toma toda hi. Hechi dami. So now they say, what exactly is the case, though? Ida amar alai, if you say, hare alai toda, lo sagya de lo maite le behema achrina. One second. Lo sagya de lo maite le behema achrina velechem. If you say, hare alai, then you're going to have to bring another animal in its place with the bread, because you're responsible, right? You have a chrayut. One second. Right. In other words, you can't not bring bread. You have to bring an animal with bread because you're responsible to you've taken achrayut that you're going to have to bring it. So they say belema. So what would you do then? If you said hare alai, you'd have to do like this. You'd have to bring another animal and say, bring another animal with bread. We've seen this before. So you now have your behemah that's maybe tamura, maybe toda. You bring a second animal in place of the first one to replace it, and you say like this, and you bring bread. Ihach dekaima tamurahi, if the one that was still left alive is tamura, then ha toda v'halachma. Then my second one, that, or it's really my third now, that I'm bringing right now, is a korban toda, and is the bread, and that's going to be yotzei mai harei alai. Ihach dekaima todahi, and if the first one that was left standing was toda, and it was the tamura one that died, then halachma. Then this is the bread for the first one. And the second one was the one I had taken just in case something happened to it. And I'm just sacrificing it as a regular Korban Shlamim, and it's going to come without the bread. Okay. Okay, so therefore, it can't be that case, because that case there is a takana. If it was a case of harei alai, where you had to provide another animal in its place, then you provide an animal and you bring it al tznai. Right, which is interesting because we've seen this before where you can do things al tznai, but it's a little tricky because there were other places where we said you have to know what you're doing and it has to be, right? So these are cases where we do allow al tznai. So lo tzricha damar harezo. So it must be where you said harezo. And if you said harezo, then you can't bring another one for achrayut. That would be, right, that would be a whole new korban toda, in which case you'd be chayav a new set of bread for it and you couldn't use that. And again, what would happen? If you want to make that tznai, it doesn't work. Because if it would work, let's say, if the animal was the tamura, then it would work. Because then your second animal, you're saying, I'm bringing this as a toda, and you bring lechem with it. But if you say, if the first animal was the toda animal, then it needs its own bread, because the one you're bringing now is, it's a case of marbebet todot. You created a new chalut of a korban toda. It itself needs its own bread. You can't put that bread on the earlier toda, because that's what we said with the nidava. When there's no achrayut, you don't have to bring another one in its place, then anything you would bring would be some new toda offering. But now we're going to have a series, we're only going to start with them today, a series of questions on the fact that there really is no takana. Okay, and people are going to ask Rabbi, what do you mean there's no takana? Amru lemedim lefnei Rabbi. This is an interesting term, lemedim, okay, knowledgeable people. Okay, some people say it's Levi. Amru lemedim, okay, the Rashei Tevot here, the simanim, or all the simanim for the people who are going to ask questions on this. Vileite lechem, why don't you bring lechem, vilema, and say like this, ihach dekaima todehi halachma. If the first one is a toda, then bring a bread offering to the Beit HaMikdash and say like this. If the first one is toda, then this is the bread that goes with the toda. Ve'ilo lepuk l'chulin. And if not, this bread will just be chulin. Okay? It won't have sanctity. Obviously, there's a big problem with that. I don't know why they didn't think about this. Amar lehu v'chi machnisin chulin la'azara. You can't bring chulin into the azara. You can't just bring this and say, well, maybe it's chulin. You can't do that. Next question. Veleite behema velechem. Okay, so let's bring bread and an animal. Velema. And say like this. Ihach dekaima tmurahi ha toda v'halachma. Right? If the first one was tmura, then here's the toda and here's its bread. Ihach dekaima todahi. And if the one that was still existing was toda, halachma. V'hata v'shlamim. You bring like a toda bitnai. You're basically saying, this animal I'm bringing, remember, a toda is a type of shlamim. Again, if we talk about sets, right, a toda is a shlamim. So you could say, if the first one that's still alive is a toda, then the bread is going to go with that, and the animal I'm bringing right now is not a toda, but a shlamim. Why can't you do that? Amar lehu, mishum dekamimai ba'achila deshlamim. You're not allowed to do this we learned in the past, which is why. Toda can be eaten just that day and night. And a shlamim can be eaten through the next day. So what happens? If you limit the amount of time, if you say that shlamim, in other words, now, what's going to happen with that bread? That bread can only, that animal, it's not the bread, it's the animal. The bread is obviously going with a toda. The animal is either a shlamim or a toda. Because it's a suffix toda, you're limiting the amount of time you're allowed to eat it. And you're not allowed to do that. Do you remember why? Because you're creating a situation. It's called that asur lahavi kodashim lebeit hapsul. We can't create a situation where we're going to make meat or any kind of thing become pasul. And by limiting the time frame you have to eat it, you're creating a potential problematic situation where it's going to become pasul. And therefore, you're not allowed to do it. Okay, this brings me where I mentioned earlier, we're going to get back to the Korban Todah and the two ramifications. One is, we said, the Birkat HaGomel, and one is Mizmor LeTodah that we say Kenega the Korban Todah. If you notice, we don't say Mizmor LeTodah on 2 days of the year. When? Erev Yom Kippurim and on Pesach, Erev Pesach. Why? Because on both those days, you can't eat the Todah that night. So therefore, they weren't allowed to bring a Korban Todah that day because you'd be limiting the amount of time you'd be able to eat all of it, in which case you'd be creating a situation where you'd be bringing up psul, you know, you'd be lahavi kodeshim lebeit psul. And that's why we don't say it on those days. If you ever wondered why we don't say it, it's because we don't sacrifice the Todah, and now you know why we don't sacrifice the Todah on those days, because you'd be limiting it. Okay. Last question for today. Amar Levi Lerebi. V'leite behem of a lechem. Why don't we bring an animal and bread? V'lema, and say like this. Ihach dekayim atmurahi hatod. Okay, that's the obvious, right? The first one was Todah, this will be tmura. This will be the Todah, v'halachman. This will be its bread. V'ihach dekayim atodahi, and if the one that's still existing is Todah, halachma, then this bread goes with the Todah. V'ha tehave motar de Todah. And this will be viewed as a Todah that's left over, which you can sacrifice. Okay, here's the good line for we're going to end with today. Amar lei kim biduman ish ein lo moch bekod kado. What, do you have no brain in your head? You know, what is going on? Have you lost your mind? You know, and the first we talk about this, that Rebbe was his teacher, and sometimes teachers can speak in the extreme language to basically teach their students a lesson. I actually wanted to research a little more the relationship between Rebbe and Levi to see if this goes on other times. Anyway, he says, what, do you have no brain in your head? It's one thing to say, okay, I designated a korban, and now, you know, I took this money, and now I have money left over. The money was already designated for a todah. I can buy, you know, an animal, or I can, you know, I can do something with the leftovers. Or there's an animal that's now left because I separated. You know, we can say, okay, that's the motar. But you can't create a motar situation, lechatchila. Motar means something that's left. It's not something you created to be left, right? You create it and then call it motar. That's not the way motar works, okay? So you've lost your marbles, basically, in thinking that you could do such a thing, okay? Which is, you know, it's interesting. Like, he's trying to have creative solutions, Levi, but, you know, he's missing... at least according to Rebbe, there's no way you could do that. Okay, tomorrow we'll see more questions.